Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Got night sweats? Hot flashes? There's an app for that. A free mobile app developed by the North American Menopause Society. It's designed to help women choose and manage treatment options for dealing with the symptoms of menopause.
Here to explain the MenoPro app and how it works is Dr. Joanne Manson, past president of the North American Menopause Society. Dr. Manson is professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and chief of preventive medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Welcome back to Take Care, Dr. Manson. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell us about the MenoPro app.
Well, we're very excited about MenoPro because it really helps women to work together with their clinicians to personalize the treatment decisions for their menopausal symptoms, to come up with the optimal treatment that's safe for them and that will be effective for them. And it helps to take into account their risk factor status, you know, their underlying risk of heart disease, breast cancer, fracture, as well as their personal preferences for hormonal versus non-hormonal. Many women have decided that they're not interested in hormones, and others are very much interested in trying that approach if it's safe for them. So the MenoPro app helps them to learn the background information for beginning this discussion with their clinicians.
Now, years ago, and not that long ago, before we knew about apps, all of the information that you just talked about would be discussed with you, hopefully, when you went for your doctor's visit. But this, it seems, involves the patient in a more direct way. Is that one of the advantages that you see for a woman to use an app like this?
Absolutely. It's really important that women have an opportunity to access the resources, information, get the background information, begin to think about what they may be interested in discussing with their clinicians. I mean, we understand that clinicians are often very busy in their daily practices, and many of these discussions are just not taking place. And as a result of this, very often women are suffering with these symptoms, and they're not even discussing the symptoms with their clinician and exploring the options for treatment. So this app helps them to get the background information they need to begin that discussion. And the app has two modes, one for the patient and one for the clinician. So they can work together with shared decision-making to come up with the optimal treatment and a personalized treatment for the woman's symptoms.
So I download the app, I click on woman or patient, that button,
right.
I open it up and it asks me a series of questions. What happens after I answer those questions?
What's great is that you have the opportunity to tap a link which will get you to information about, for example, lifestyle factors that can be helpful for managing the hot flashes and night sweats, and you may want to try some that you haven't tried for maybe a month or two before seeing your clinician. We recommend 3 months of trying those lifestyle modifications, but it's a very helpful handout, you know, sheet information page with all the background information about the lifestyle modifications that can be tried. And then you go on to calculating a heart disease risk score. It asks for information about your whether you have any risk factors such as smoking. Are you a smoker? What is your age? Do you have a history of high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, et cetera? It goes through those questions so that it can tell you your 10-year cardiovascular disease risk score, which is really helpful for the woman to know. There has been inadequate emphasis on the importance of heart health in women, and this lets her know if her cardiovascular risk is in the low, moderate, or high range. And that influences the treatment decisions, because hormone therapy will be safest if she has a low underlying risk of heart disease And then there's the option of maybe having a patch or a gel as opposed to a pill form of estrogen if her heart disease risk is at a more moderate level. However, if she's at high risk of heart disease, then we do not recommend going the route of hormonal treatments. And it will then discuss with her the non-hormonal approaches and what treatments are available, which are FDA approved, what some of their risks and benefits are, and it provides all of this information to help her begin to think through the process and to be ready to have that discussion with her clinician.
Now, in order to use the app, does my doctor have to be involved right at the outset, or can I go through all the things you just mentioned on my own, filling out the questions and finding out what my risks are and what some of my options are?
You can do this all on your own. A woman can get the MenoPro app, and it's a free app. It was developed without any funding from industry. It has no advertising. This is from the North American Menopause Society. A woman can get this app, can get into the links, can access this information, and look at her different options without even seeing her clinician. Of course, in order to get a prescription, she needs to see her clinician, and we've certainly encouraged the discussion with the clinician. However, it is very important for a woman to have an opportunity to inform herself, to get this information in advance of seeing the clinician, because so often the discussion does not take place unless the woman feels comfortable with what her options are.
What platforms is it available on currently?
Right now, it's available for iPhone or iPad. The plan is for it to be available on other mobile devices, and we're also exploring it being available within electronic health records so that in the office it could actually be done, you know, on the computer. But the clinician can access this on his or her iPhone or iPad while talking to the patient. So it's already available to women and to clinicians on iPhones and iPads.
Dr. Joanne Manson is past president of the North American Menopause Society. Dr. Manson is professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and chief of preventive medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Thank you so much, Dr. Manson.
Well, thank you.